Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Smoke Free Zone. I am your host, LeJean Dantzler. In today's episode, I will be discussing Netflix's original content, Bird Box, featuring Sandra Bullock, versus Bandersnatch, Black Mirror. Stay tuned. Happy New Year, everyone, and over the holiday, I watched Netflix, and there was a lot of hype around Bird Box, and it took me a while to get into it or just view it. I'm one of those who tends to, when there's a trend, I'm like, I wait till the last minute to like jump in. But I noticed that there were tons and tons of memes that went along with the movie, which I think is genius marketing. They said that it broke Netflix's record for the most viewed streams in one film, which is amazing, right? And you know, watching it, it's very, the premise of it, spoiler alert, the premise of it is the world has gone mad with seeing things, or everyone's viewing things this thing that you see but you can't see, which ends up making the individual kill themselves and hurt other people in the movie. So it's very chaotic and third world. And watching it, you don't know what or who the monster is. You only see the end result of what the monster does to the people. And so as I watched it, it's, you know, I like to reflect on a lot, so like I'm watching it and analyzing it at the same time. And it seems like a little bit of foreshadowing, almost like usually the things that we fear are the things that we can't see but we make up in our own heads. And usually what holds us back is fear of like the unknown. And it was interesting to see, well, my take on it was interesting to see this spin on like looking at fear and it's not there, right? And it causes you to kill yourself and kill other people. And it was just like, huh. And so she, you know, the lead character, Sandra Bullock, has to save her daughter and this young boy they were born at the same time in the same house. Yes, spoiler alert. And so she's trying to find this community of people that have survived, because there are people that have looked at it and haven't been afraid, and those people that survived are kind of like crazy because they make everyone that they want everyone else to look at it and see it, right? Everyone else who sees it kills themselves. And so there's a small community that she's trying to get to with the two children, and I won't tell you if she makes it or not, but I think I've given enough away. But the reason why I did this episode is like, because you know, usually it's the things that we can't see that we think are genuinely going to stop us or kill us. And majority of us live in fear. And, you know, since it's 2019, I hope that every one of you guys becomes a little bit more fearless and a little bit more courageous, and not afraid to fail and not afraid to try, and break comfort zones and things of that nature to progress. Because I think, you know, everyone is unlimitedly talented in so many areas. And, you know, I see it more and more how people are miserable doing things that they don't necessarily want to do because they don't have the courage to face their fears and truly do what they want to do and what they're gifted at. And so, yeah, I urge you all, and talking to myself as well, let the new year be a reflection of the action you take and not the actions you speak of. I believe that you can achieve and you can have whatever you want in this world and in this lifetime. You just have to push for it and push past the fear and just go. Because, you know, her character in the movie, in the Netflix movie, Bird Box, she prepared to save those two children and herself and make it. And so, you know, she's already have seen death happen in front of her, and she's had a few run-ins with these people that looked at whatever it was. And so that didn't stop her from like being stagnant and being stuck. She trained the kids to survive with and without her, and she was determined to make it. And you know, you'll be surprised at the ending. Yeah. So yeah, let's all this year be a little bit more fearless in our pursuits for our goals and our dreams. And I'll just say this, that it's okay to pivot. And it's okay not to follow the trends. It's okay to, if you want to be a professional kite surfer, go for it. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be what everyone else is doing. As long as you're happy and as long as you are helping people along the way, I see no issues in doing that. So that is Bird Box, and up next is Bandersnatch. So here we go. So Black Mirror's Bandersnatch, it's a highly interactive movie experience that allows you to control the character, the main character that you're watching. The main character is a young man who's a programmer. And you know, watching it and watching other people watch it, it's interesting that, you know, the choices that you make for your character lead you into different endings and different scenarios, which I found was very, very, very dope and very, very cool. I don't necessarily think it's a brand new thing. I think there's like a comics thing or video game back in the day on Sega. yeah, it's pretty old. Yeah, the concept of the video game was the same way. You control your hero's outcome. And so like when I heard about it, I watched this one first. I watched Bandersnatch first because I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm interested to see how this works and how it feels. And so, like, There, I feel like Netflix and I'm hesitating to say it, but you know, watching it, I was on that movie for a while because I kept making these difficult choices, right? That led me to different rooms and different areas, and I kept trying to like reverse it and try again. And I feel like I was on that movie, and I'm not really sure how long it actually is, like from front to end. But I was on it for a while, guys. Like, embarrassingly so. After I watched it, the first thing I thought of was like, damn, if 45 million people watched Bird Box, imagine how many people are going to watch Bandersnatch. And people already love the sci-fi franchise Black Mirror. But I'm more concerned about them keeping you engaged in watching this movie for hours and hours and hours on end. It's almost like you get like hooked into it, as opposed to like, you know, watching a regular movie and then from start to end and then it's over. But with Bandersnatch, and what I feel like Netflix might be trying to test on us is how to keep us engaged and staying on the platform even longer. And I necessarily don't think that's the greatest thing or greatest outcome for us, because I feel like when escapism is great, like going to the movies and things like that, but I truly believe that being social and really being social, and not social media, but being social is very key into like human and personal development. And I feel like Instagram and the rest of them are dying for us to stay on our phones and stay connected on these platforms, and it just further moves us away from one another. And so like, even though I enjoy Bandersnatch, I kind of like foreshadow seeing them trying to make it virtual reality and us just sitting at home and just watching these movies with go left or go right, and before you know it, the day's over and you haven't seen or done anything, but you stayed on Netflix. So, dark, right? This is all going through my head. I urge you all to watch it and tell me what you think about it. But yeah, I genuinely would like more social connection. And not so much virtual connection. I think both of them are great, but I would like to like be more in social settings, and I feel like Bandersnatch is definitely like a pinky into what's going to come. And so yeah, I'd like to hear your thoughts and opinions about it. That's all I have for today, folks. They are trying to get us they are trying to get us connected at the hip, which we already are to our cell phones, but just to like Netflix and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and it just becomes very, very overwhelming. And since it is the new year, I urge you to go out there and make connections and start, you know, who knows, building your own Netflix or your own Instagram or your own autonomous car. Like, humans have unlimited potential, and that potential is untapped when you are looking outward for validation and not looking inward and working on self. So it's a new year. Everybody kick some ass. I love you guys, stay blessed, and I look forward to hearing from and seeing you all. Peace! Guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Smoked Free Zone. Let's connect, let's discuss today's topic. You can reach me at smokefree@gmail.com or Lejean_DANTZLER on Instagram. I'd like to hear your opinions, your thoughts about the Netflix takeover. I love you guys. Stay blessed, stay whole, and stay wonderful.